This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries, and we're talking about this magnificent power, the Holy Spirit. We're talking about how wonderful a being He is, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's not an it. He's a being. He is God. He is a part of the Godhead, the mighty power that gets things done. And we have to receive that. And we're talking about how to receive that and how they receive the Holy Spirit. So let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we talk about your mighty Holy Spirit, this magnificent Spirit that you sent to this earth for us to be our teacher, our guide, our comforter, and to call us into remembrance of all things, we are so grateful for this mighty Holy Spirit. We ask you to teach us today how to receive this mighty Spirit and how to walk in His gifts. Father, I thank you and praise you for the mighty Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, if you saw the last program, we started talking about how to receive the Holy Spirit. But we talked about how Jesus, in John chapter 20, when he breathed on his disciples and told them to receive the Holy Spirit. That's the first step. When Jesus breathes on you and tells you to receive the Holy Spirit, that's the way you receive him. Well, that's the first stage. That's the first part. That's when you get saved. That's when salvation comes to your house. Whenever you confess with your mouth today, when we confess with our mouth and we believe with our heart, that's when we get saved. When we really do that, the Holy Spirit comes in and we receive the Holy Spirit for salvation. But you don't get the power at that point. That's a second step. And a lot of people don't believe that. But with Jesus, when he, in John chapter 20, when he breathed on them and they received it, he told them to wait in Acts chapter 1, go to Jerusalem and wait for the coming of the power of the Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, he came, and he came and he baptized them, the power of the tongues, the experience, the visible sign that he came. But Jesus, most of the time, doesn't do it like that anymore. He stopped that at the day of Pentecost. Those men and women in that upper room, they received that magnificent infilling power of the Holy Ghost. And Peter went out and preached the gospel and people got saved. And of course, many experiences in the Word of God. One of them we talked about where Peter went out and lame was healed and all kinds of wonderful things happened. You do all that by faith in the name of Jesus. You still do all that by faith in the name of Jesus. You don't do it by your power. You do it by the Spirit's power. And whenever I pray over somebody today, I do it totally by faith. And if they receive it by faith, they always get their answer. Because God's promises are always yes and amen. If you don't receive it by faith, you don't get it. You have to believe and then get up and go do something. And when you do, you'll walk out of your problem. It's amazing. But the Holy Spirit. Anyway, I'm going to show you that in John chapter 20 and in Acts chapter 1 and 2, we talked about how those people received the Holy Spirit and how they saw the tongues and then they began to speak in tongues and prophesy and all the things they did. But you can't put God in a box. He doesn't do it exactly the same every time. God does things differently. He's a very diverse God. Well, in Acts chapter 8, there was another experience of people receiving the Holy Spirit. Let's go over to Acts chapter 8, verse 14, and let's look and see what it says there. Now in Acts 14, it says, now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, that's Jesus, they sent unto them Peter and John. Now it says, who when they were come down, now they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Now wait a minute. Let's stop and think about what this said. See, you need to stop and think about the Word of God. It says these people had already received the Word of God. These people had received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But none of them had received the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. So, now when Peter and John were down there, they prayed for them. What'd they do? They prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. This is one way it can be done. Peter and John prayed and asked the Father in the name of Jesus to fill these people with the Holy Spirit and power. And then it says, look what it says in verse 16. For as yet the Holy Spirit was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now see, these people were just like I was in the Baptist church I was raised up in. I mean, I didn't know any different. And I just didn't know. I didn't know because I hadn't been taught. But I now realize it makes no difference what kind of church you're in. There is an enemy out there trying to blind your mind to the truth of the Word of God. But we come back to the truth. The truth is written, and it's in your Bible. Now it says, these people, they had believed in Jesus. They had been baptized in the name of Jesus, but they had not received the Holy Spirit. So let's see, what did Peter and John do? They prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. And it says, then, even after they prayed for them, they did something else. Still, obviously, he did not come upon them at this point. They had only prayed and asked the Father in Jesus' name to fill these people with the Holy Spirit. But look what verse 17 says. Then they, Peter and John, laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost. Well, how do we know this? Because look what verse 18 says. And there was another man there by the name of Simon. And it said, when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Now, the thing about it is, this man, he saw people's lives change right before his very eyes. He saw people that were, you might say, just a normal person become bold. People, some of them began to prophesy. Some of them began to speak in tongues. Some of them began to witness to people, and they were bold. And these people's lives were changed. And he immediately saw the change. And when he saw this, he said, wow, I want that power so when I lay my hands on people, they can receive that. But Peter said unto him, your money perish with you because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. You can't purchase this magnificent gift. This gift is free. God gave it to everybody that wants it, but you have to receive it by faith. When Peter and John laid their hands on these people, they believed that these people were going to be filled with the mighty Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost, because they'd been told to do this. And they believed it was going to happen. And sure enough, it did. Then in Acts chapter 10, here is another way. Now, how did this happen? Let's take it. First of all, let's go back to John 20. Jesus breathed on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Then in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit fell with power. The Holy Spirit came with a rushing mighty wind. They saw, heard sounds. They saw tongues of fire. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they were all baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit in that upper room that day. That's one way they did it. Then we just read in Acts chapter 8 where those people had believed in the name of Jesus, but they didn't get the Holy Spirit. But when Peter and John went down, they prayed for them after they'd been baptized in the name of Jesus, that already received Jesus as Lord and Savior. They prayed for them that they might receive this infilling power of the Holy Ghost. Then they laid their hands on them, and then the Holy Ghost came upon them. So that's another way it can be done. So let's look at all these different ways. And then Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, starting with verse 42. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Now, that verse right there, I might say, God gave me that verse. That's a verse he spoke to me audibly years ago when I was asking him a question. How can I tell who is lost and who's saved? I mean, I had asked him that question for hours. Lord, I want to know. I see this person doing this and this doing this and this one doing this. And Lord, this one says he's a Christian, but this one says he's a Christian. And this one's not doing works for you. How can I really tell if these men are really sons of God? And he spoke to me and he said, son, the answer to your question is in Acts 10:42. Well, I didn't have Acts 10:42 committed to memory at that time, but I turned over and I read it, and it says, and Jesus commanded us to preach. That's the only thing God commanded you and me to do. Preach his word as it's written unto the people, all the people, and to testify that it is he, Jesus, which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead, or the lost, or the saved and the lost. Jesus will be the ultimate judge. That's not going to be our job today on this earth. You don't have to worry about it. You just preach the word. If somebody says they receive, then that's between them and God. But anyway, that was a great revelation God gave me right there. And verse 43 says, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Now see, here's this faith business again. All the prophets witness that through his name, the name of Jesus, whoever believes in Jesus shall receive remission of sins. You've got to believe in your heart. You've got to confess that with your mouth. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard these words. Now, wait a minute. How did this happen? Peter is just preaching the word of God. He's in a man's house. This is Cornelius' house in Acts chapter 10. A Roman soldier, and Paul is just preaching to him and his people about remission of sins. That's all he's talking about. He's not talking about the Holy Ghost. He's just talking about to anyone that through the name of Jesus, whoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. And it says, while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. He just fell on them. Bam! They got baptized in the Holy Ghost right there. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter. In other words, several men came with him. Because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should be baptized? See, these people haven't even received Jesus as their Lord and Savior outwardly yet. It's obvious this was inward. They were just thinking, we want this Jesus. And as they were thinking, because God knows all the thoughts of your heart. So as God knows the intent of the heart, as these people's hearts were being softened, they were ready to receive Jesus.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.